Next is a lecture on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 21st, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Today, the auspicious day of our predecessor spiritual master, Om Vishupad, Paramahansa Paribrahya Vatraja, Astatara Satas Srimad Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mission, apart from his life, we are especially stressing on the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This place, Mayapur, was formerly known as Miyapur. Mostly it is inhabited by the Mohammedans. Somehow or other it converted into the name of Miyapur instead of Mayapur. Still, people are very much doubtful where is the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was researching to find out the actual place under the direction of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This present Yogapitha was ascertained to be the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the beginning wanted to develop this place very gloriously, befitting the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started this movement of developing Mayapur. He could not finish it, so it was handed down to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So under his effort, assisted by his disciples, this place has gradually developed, and our attempt is also to develop this place. Therefore, we have named this temple Mayapur Chandrodaya. We have got great ambition to develop this place nicely and gloriously. And fortunately, we are now connected with foreign countries, especially with the Americans. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's great desire was that the Americans would come here and develop this place, and they would chant and dance along with the Indians. So his dream, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foretelling, Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachara hoye mor naam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that all Indians to take part. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jat. janma sarthak kari garo paropokar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Paropokar. Paropokar means to do good to us. Of course, in the human society, there are many different branches of doing good to others, welfare societies, but more or less, why more or less? Almost completely, they think that this body is ourselves, and to do some good to the body is welfare activity. But actually that is not welfare activity. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we understand very clearly antavattu imi deha nittasotta saririna. This body is antavat. Artha means it will be finished. Everyone knows this body is not permanent, it will be finished. Anything material, bhutta bhutta pradiyate, it has a date of birth, it stays for some time and then it annihilates. So the spiritual education begins from the understanding that I am not this body. This is spiritual education. The Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna is this, that we are not this body. Because Arjuna was speaking from the bodily platform, so Krishna chastised him. Asatyananusuchastam prajnavadamstha vāsas. Arjuna, you are talking like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no learned man laments. Asatyananusuchastam. So, such kind of welfare activity concerning the body, like hospital and so many other things, they are good undoubtedly, but the ultimate goal is to see the interest of the soul. That is the ultimate goal. That is the whole Vedic instruction. And Krishna begins from this point. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do some paropokar, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hilo Jat, Manushya Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropokar. These welfare activities did not mean that welfare to this body. It was meant for the soul. The same thing as Krishna wanted to impress upon Arjuna that you are not this body, you are soul. Antavattu me deha nitya svatta saririna na harnate hannavane sarire. The real welfare activity means to see to the interest of the soul. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, from this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, throughout whole India, and he desired that Prithivite Achirata Nagara, the ground. So, as many towns and villages are there, this Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. So this Krishna consciousness movement is now in your hand. Of course, in 1965, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted me to do something in this connection. He wanted from all his disciples, especially he stressed many times that you do this, whatever you have learned, you try to expand in English language. And in 1933, when he was in Radha Kunda, I was at that time in Bombay in connection with my business life. So I came to see him, and one friend wanted to give some land in Bombay for starting Bombay Gauri Award. He's my friend. So that's a long story, but I wish to narrate this. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's mission. So at that time, one of my godbrother was also present. He reminded me about my friend's donation. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was immediately took up in that. He continued that there is no need of establishing many temples. Better we publish some books. He said like that. He said that we started our this OEM on Ultaning. The rent was very very small, and if we could gather 200 to 250 rupees, it was very nice going on. But since this J.B. Dutta has given us this stone, marble stone, Thakur Bari, our competition between the disciples have increased. So I don't like anymore. Rather, I would prefer to take out the marble stone and sell it and publish some book. So I took that point, and he also specially advised me that if you get money, to try to publish books. So by his blessing, it has become very successful by your cooperation. Now our books are being sold all over the world, and it is very satisfactory sale. So on this particular day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and friend try to remember his words, that he wanted that many books should be published about our philosophy, and it should be given to the English-knowing public especially, because English language is now world language. We are touring all over the world, so anywhere we speak English, it is understood, except in some places. So on this day particular, on the advent of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I would especially request my disciples who are cooperating with me, that try to publish books as many as possible and distribute throughout the whole world. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you very much.